Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. And you've seen him in Selma and Candyman, Assassination Nation. A Temple Owl, a former Temple Owl, I think, if I'm remembering that correctly. And, of course, you know his great work as Victor Strand from Fear the Walking Dead. You're going to be able to see his directorial debut, at least certainly on Fear the Walking Dead. And I guarantee you it's going to be terrific this Sunday. Coleman Domingo is our very special guest. Coleman, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. And listen, thrilled to be talking to you about this. Is this something you wanted to do for a while? Did somebody spring this on you? Have you been thinking about this for a while? What about the directing?
You know what? I've been a director in the theater for many, many years. And so it just seems it just made sense to make a transition into television. And I've been on the show now for six seasons, and I've just enjoyed creating the work. I think it's really epic and major, awesome storytelling with stunts and special effects and visual effects, and I just want to get in there. So it's a great opportunity to just keep telling stories. You know, I just do it on many platforms, and now it just makes sense on television too, especially with my own show.
You know, whenever I hear you talk about acting, there's a lot of passion that comes out. You obviously love it. You love the everything that goes into it. And whenever I hear someone talk about you as an actor, you know, every once in a while I'll hear the term actor, and you certainly fit that description. I imagine that's going to help you with your fellow cast members in directing them. Did anybody give you a hard time? Did anybody say anything like, hey, I'm not used to this?
Anybody like, hey, Joker, do you know what you're doing? Nobody said that. You know, the beautiful thing is that I work with such a team of great professionals. I love my cast. You know, I have Lenny James and Maggie Grace and Jenna Elfman and Alicia Debnam Carey. So I'm working with some really stellar actors who are just game, and they trust me and respect me, and they know that even as an actor that I sort of like, I'm willing to risk and fail, because I think that's the process of an actor. You're like, I love to find all the weird things about a character and the way a character ticks, and I don't have to be right all the time. So I sort of like give that to my actors. I'm like, hey, try some stuff that you never tried before. So something you thought about your character, you thought, we'll see if it works. You know what I mean? So I know that I get them excited to do something outside the box, because that's my wheelhouse. That's where I live. I've always lived as an actor.
Yeah. I have to believe that, you know, a guy like you is going to kind of get the taste for it and want to do this more. Can you see doing a full-length picture?
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, you know, my man, I would love to. I feel like this has been sort of my training ground for all things. I think I look forward to directing a feature film. And, I'm actually trying to figure out what kind of feature film it is, because I think you want to create something that really it's part of your personality, and you know, like, this is what I care about in the world. And I don't know. It could be comedy. It could be drama. I don't know. Also, I'm not afraid of special effects and stunts, because that's what we do in our show. So I feel like, I don't know, it could be like a Die Hard or something like that, or it could be a Black Panther, or it could be something small and quirky, or like, you know, August Osage County, a small, you know, films. But I don't know. I'm all over the place. So I think I just want it to be good and good storytelling. I'm attracted to it no matter what, if it's small or if it's large.
Well, your acting career is diverse, and you've done so much. And, I always love to say with an actor, and I'm a non-actor, so I just appreciate what you guys do, that if I took some work that you, you know, did 5 years ago, 8 years ago, and then I put that next to your role as Victor, or put it next to something, you'd really see what a terrific actor you are. When you get into directors, and I know this is a little dangerous because you got to name somebody and forget to name somebody, but who did you like? What style of directing did you like out of all the folks you've worked with?
Okay, I've had the lion's share of directors, and I mean, there's something to learn from everybody. I mean, I feel like I've been blessed with Steven Soderbergh and Steven Spielberg and Lee Daniels and Ava DuVernay, you name it, and all these younger directors that I'm working with. You learn from everybody. I mean, you always take something. Steven Spielberg is just kind and generous. Lee Daniels sort of like strips you down from what you may know about yourself to be as honest as possible. Ava DuVernay, she embraced everybody. Every time you went to the set of Selma, she gave you a hug in the morning and asked if you were ready. I mean, so there's little gentle things like that that's even bigger than just directing the character. I think I like to be to direct with a sense of generosity and a spirit of trusting my actors and crew to do their best, because I mean, I think that's why we got in this industry. We want to create. We want to feel like we have agency and some power in our storytelling. And I think it's my job as a director to facilitate that.
You mentioned younger directors, like, you know, I guess the different generation. I don't know about millennials, but the next generation,
yeah, man.
You know, they are. But what's the difference? Is there a difference between approach-wise between the new guys, quote unquote, and the Spielbergs and you know, the different folks, Soderbergh? Is there a difference in the up-and-coming guys, approach-wise?
I think so. First of all, I feel like I work with more innovative young women. I'm working with, like, Nia DaCosta and Candyman and Janixa Bravo and Zola. And something about working with these young people, they're like, I think they're under 30, at least under 35. They just feel like they're responding to these people that they have admired and how much their love and appreciation of film is. And I know that Nia DaCosta and Janixa Bravo both like value Cassavetes and Spike Lee and you know, De Palma and stuff like that. So I feel like they're ready to like break the mold. They're really ready to take what their predecessors have done and create something new and wily and weird as well. Because so they're willing, and I think it's going to respond to the way people take in information. I think that they're not afraid of using technology. They're not afraid of, you know, doing something outside the box with a character and really making them so complex and unusual. So I think, those directors, and particularly these young directors, give me the reins to say, hey, what do you think, Mr. Domingo? What do you think about this? And so I feel like in some of these films that will even come out, like, I would even say even with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that's coming out on Netflix in December. And George Wolfe is a seasoned old school director, but I feel like he had to go into it in a new way because he hasn't actually directed a lot of film. So I think that he had to actually respond as a young filmmaker. So I feel like in these roles that are coming out, I know that I've done some of my best work. And it's because people feel innovative and they feel like they give you a bit more freedom, you know?
Also, you got, we should mention, Euphoria, another episode December 6th.
Yeah, man, that's going to be special. It's a special episode. I'm really excited to share that with people, yeah.
Well, listen, Coleman, I want to congratulate you on everything, on just putting together a great career, ongoing career. But definitely this Sunday, everyone's going to check you out on Fear the Walking Dead and your directorial debut, at least on that show. And listen, this is the start of something big, and I'm certainly going to tune in and watch history being made. Coleman Domingo, give us a website or a social media site, if you can, to have us follow along.
Everything. I love for people to follow me on Instagram. I'm on there all the time, which is King of Bingo. That's a long story, but it's from a short film that I did, King of Bingo. And then you can find me at Coleman Domingo on Twitter and Facebook. And also, I have a website, ColemanDomingo.com. People always say, oh, Coleman, sometimes I think it's hard to get in touch with you. Actually, it's not. Just use my name and put it in Google, and you'll find me.
Listen, Coleman, congratulations once again. Thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Coleman Domingo, everyone. His debut of directing the Fear of the Walking Dead series. For Fear of the Walking Dead, anyway, it's his debut as a director on that. I'm sure there'll be a lot more to come. Yeah, as you could hear, he liked it, you know, and he's been doing it for a while in the theater. And you could hear he liked it, and he's got a lot of clout in the industry because of his resume and because of his talent, and he's going to get opportunities. I mean, that's for sure. But it's always interesting to see somebody make that transition. And you know, I'm not saying it is a transition where he's just going to go all in. You know, we didn't have enough time to get into all that, or you know, certainly get a feel for what he's thinking. But you definitely know he enjoyed the direction process, and all the great folks, the talent that he mentioned, the men and the women that are so notable, you know, he mentioned them, and you could, you know, you could hear that he's focused on that end of it. I don't know. That's the vibe I got. I'm sure a lot of people got the same impression. No, he's into this. He's into the direction. If you're a fan of Fear the Walking Dead, you're going to check it out anyway. But if you're not and you're a, you know, the first time comer, check this one out because you're going to see Coleman Domingo's debut as a TV director. And again, he's just a very talented, very thoughtful actor. And you're going to see him behind it. Well, you won't see him, but you're going to see his work from behind the camera. And that is always an interesting situation. Again, Selma, Candyman, Assassination Nation, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom in December. And that's that'll be on Netflix. Check him out in that. And he sounded excited about that as well. And Euphoria on December 6th. You could see that and tune in. But again, Coleman Domingo, best known, at least at this point, from Fear the Walking Dead. And you can watch that on AMC. And this coming episode is something that he directed. Terrific talent. Coleman Domingo has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.